Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights.
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The latest Heisman Trophy odds have officially been released via our friends over at DraftKings, and we're going to take a look at those, because when it comes to these odds, and we're talking specifically the SEC football guys that are on this list, because of course there's a number of players from all conferences, but we are going to zero in on the SEC specifically. And when it comes to value plays, when it comes to the favorites, I think it's really, really interesting. Some of these numbers certainly jump out to you, right? And when it comes to the Heisman Trophy, it's not a perfect system. I mean, typically, guys, I think of who are the favorites to win the Heisman Trophy. The best quarterback on the best team. That's what stands out, right? And it's a quarterback-driven award. But kind of like last year, right? A Jaden Daniels can come out of nowhere, have a special season, have a Heisman moment. Doesn't have to be off the team that wins the national championship, right? LSU went 9-3 a year ago and defies all odds and has a season that nobody saw coming. I think it's fair to say nobody saw what Jaden Daniels did coming last season. So let's take a look at these odds. I'm going to pull them up on the screen here for those watching on YouTube. We're going to go through these. So these are what I would call the favorites. Guys, I've broken these down into your favorites and more of your long shots, okay? So the first page of this list, or AKA the favorites in my mind, from the SEC odds to win the 2024 Heisman Trophy. You've got Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers at plus 900, Georgia quarterback Carson Beck at plus 900 as well. You got Jalen Milroe, plus 1,400. Jackson Dart, plus 1,800. Nico Iamaleva, plus 2,000. Garrett Nussmeier, plus 2,000. Jackson Arnold, plus 3,000. Connor Wegman, plus 3,500. Brady Cook, plus 3,500. Trevor Etienne, plus 8,000. And Luther Burden, plus 8,000. Now, first thing that jumps off the page, I'm not surprised at all to see Ewers and Beck at the very top. Like I mentioned, guys, the best quarterback from the best team typically has a great shot to win it. I think Quinn Ewers, as crazy as it may sound, which I don't think it's crazy at all, actually, he may already be the best quarterback in the SEC. And that's no shot at Carson Beck. That's no shot at anybody else. But you look at Quinn Ewers, his body of work, what he did last year leading Texas to the college football playoff, you can make a very strong argument that he is already the best quarterback in the SEC. And if Texas has the kind of season that most of us are expecting them to have, he's going to be a huge part of that. And Quinn Ewers is going to be a guy who's at the top of the Heisman boards from day one. I think Carson Beck, guys, at plus 900, I think that's a great ticket to have, because I think Carson Beck, I think he gets punished for being on such a good team. People kind of write it off as, well, he's surrounded by dudes all over the place. Like, his numbers aren't that impressive. But if you look at the numbers last year, guys, Carson Beck was phenomenal. I mean, he played second fiddle to no one. And if Georgia ends up going undefeated, they win the national title, what have you, I think Carson Beck is a great ticket to have at plus 900. Something that jumped out to what I was surprised at, Jalen Milroe being ahead of Jackson Dart, ever so slightly, but still, Milroe at plus 1,400, Dart at plus 1,800. I think it really speaks to the way Vegas gives respect to Kalen DeBoer and his offense. I think they believe, and I understand why, but they believe that the offensive line is going to be much improved and that Jalen Milroe is a perfect fit for what Kalen DeBoer and company want to do on the offensive side of the football. That to me, is what it screams. Because I think Jackson Dart, guys, is a more complete player. I think he's a better quarterback than Jalen Milroe, ever so slightly. Again, we're splitting hairs here, but found that interesting that Jalen Milroe, the third best odds from the SEC. I know I just butchered his name, and Tennessee fans, I promise you, I'm still working on it. I will have it perfected by the time we get to, let's say, SEC media days. But I love Nico's odds at plus 2,000. If you're talking about a guy that's sort of like the Jaden Daniels, quote-unquote, under the radar, I know that's putting a lot of pressure on a first-year full-time starter, but Nico has the build of a guy who, maybe not this year, but next year or maybe the year after, however long he's on Rocky Top, he's going to be a guy that I think at some point we're talking about as a Heisman Trophy favorite, right? He can do it both, right? He can do it with his legs. He can throw the football very well. He's in Josh Heupel's system. The numbers he's going to put up are going to be gaudy. And if Tennessee is a 10-2 football team this year and they make the college football playoff, and of course Nico will have a major part of that. By the way, he's got weapons all over the place. Wide receiver, running back. He's going to have a great running game supporting him as well. Offensive line should be solid. Nico plus 2,000. Sneaky value play there. Sneaky value play. Guys, to the other end of the spectrum, the bottom of the list, I love Luther Burden plus 8,000. If you want to take a non-quarterback, I don't think, and I'm surprised Trevor Etienne, honestly, is plus 8,000, because I think Georgia is going to use a stable of backs, right? I think they're going to go, you know, I think Etienne probably going to be the number one guy, but I just don't know that he's going to get the carries necessary to even be in the conversation. But Luther Burden at plus 8,000. Guys, I don't think there's a better bet in the SEC for a non-quarterback to win the Heisman Trophy. Like, if there were odds of Luther Burden will be in New York at the ceremony, if I could just bet on that, would love those odds. Because Luther Burden, you look at what he did last year, guys. I mean, he's the best wide receiver in the SEC, for my money's worth. He's the best wide receiver in this conference returning. Absolutely electric player on the outside. You look at the way their schedule sets up, Mizzou, it sets up really, really nicely for him to have a couple massive games early on and get that Luther Burden for Heisman campaign going. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. What's interesting, guys, is Brady Cook's odds at plus 3,500. You know, you need some flair and pizzazz and some personality and something that makes you stand out to be a Heisman Trophy guy. So, unfortunately, I don't think Brady Cook will get the recognition, really, ever, that he really probably deserves. And what's kind of interesting, too, is as Luther Burden does well and catches touchdown passes, Brady Cook will also be doing pretty well in that regard as well. So, but anyways, for a non-quarterback, I love Luther Burden at plus 8,000. I don't think there's a better value play out there. It's a long shot, but if you want to take a long shot, plus 8,000, Luther Burden. Also, guys, the other quarterbacks in the SEC, I've touched on basically everybody, but Garrett Nussmeier at plus 2,000. They think that offense is just going to keep humming along. I think it's debatable. Jackson Arnold from Oklahoma at plus 3,000. Hey, if the offensive line works out, they got weapons, and we know Arnold's got the talent. And then Connor Wegman from Texas A&M at plus 3,500. I mean, I will say, when Wegman's healthy, I think he's at minimum a top half of the league quarterback when healthy. That's the key word, because Texas A&M has not been able to keep a quarterback healthy in quite some time. And that really kind of just goes with, guys, the Texas A&M hype train continues to build as we get closer and closer to year one of Mike Elko. Guys, let's take a look. This second page here I'm pulling up, more of your long shots, guys that are plus 8,000 or greater. A lot of these guys plus 10,000 or greater as we go through this list. C.J. Baxter at plus 8,000. Austin Mack at plus 10,000. Arch Manning at plus 10,000. And what you're going to notice, guys, there's multiple backup quarterbacks on this list. Very fascinating. Graham Mertz from Florida at plus 12,000. Talen Green from Arkansas at plus 15,000. Brock Vandegrift plus 15,000. A.J. Swan plus 15,000. Walker Howard, Ty Simpson, Peyton Thorne, Jaden Rashada, and Jadon Blue at plus 20,000. Rocket Sanders and Blake Shapen at plus 25,000. And Harold Perkins Jr., the LSU linebacker, at plus 30,000. So, these are all obviously extreme long shots. And if you just want to have some fun and throw some money around, which of these long shots are even remotely realistic? And if you say Peyton Thorne, I'm never talking to you again. No, I'm kidding. But I would not go Peyton Thorne. I'm not a Peyton Thorne believer. Despite what Hugh Freeze may say, I'm not a Peyton Thorne guy. You know, the thing, I will say this, guys like Arch Manning, guys like Jaden Rashada, you know, we hope those don't work out, because that would mean something happened to Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers, and that's not what we want to happen. I'll tell you this, though. If Jaden Rashada, and Arch Manning as well, but Jaden Rashada at Georgia is a nice fit, man. He's a nice fit. I think he could win the award. I don't think it's going to happen, like I mentioned. But, you know, both those guys, people love the backup quarterback, and I think you're just kind of throwing your money away if you bet on them. But, you know, if you want to have some fun, why not? Talen Green at Arkansas with Bobby Petrino is interesting. I just don't think they're going to be good enough for him to compete for that award. Graham Mertz at plus 12,000. If we want to get crazy, Graham Mertz at plus 12,000, guys. Look at what Graham Mertz did last year. I think people forget. They don't want to remember. It's easy to crap on Florida right now. They're not going to be very good. Graham Mertz was electric last year, right? Only threw three interceptions. I believe he led the SEC in completion percentage, threw over 20 touchdowns. Like, this guy was, he was so much better than anyone expected him to be. So much better, right? So it's a long shot, but I mean, you're telling me Graham Mertz couldn't better those numbers if, especially if Florida's better. And here's the thing, guys, his team doesn't have to make the college ball playoff. The odds are stacked against them in such a way, and the schedule's so difficult. Guys, if he leads Florida to an 8-4 season, I think you could argue Graham Mertz should be in the Heisman Trophy conversation. Really, truly. So Graham Mertz is one I think that's really, really interesting. There's a pair of Texas running backs on this list, and Baxter and Blue, which I think is interesting as well. Rocket Sanders from South Carolina at plus 25,000. The question will be, can he get the help? Can he get the blocking up front? Blake Shapen from Mississippi State. I mean, listen, they're going to pitch the ball around. I don't know if he's going to be Heisman caliber necessarily, but they're going to pitch the ball around a little bit. And outside of that, I mean, Brock Vandegrift's another one that really intrigues me, plus 15,000. Brock Vandegrift over at Kentucky. Again, these are super long shots, guys, so I'm not telling you he's going to be in New York. But a guy like Brock Vandegrift, people project he's got tons of talent, went to Georgia, five-star guy, right, got beat out by Carson Beck. But still, immense talent. If their offensive line is better, if their running game as a whole is better, they've got Berrion Brown and they got Dane Key on the outside, which I'm surprised those two guys didn't make this list. If you're going to put Brock Vandegrift up there. They've got some elite playmakers on the outside. It could be a big year for Brock Vandegrift. Is it a Heisman Trophy year? Probably not. Probably not. But still, when it comes to long shots, I think Brock Vandegrift plus 15,000 could be a bit of a value play, if you will. So guys, when you look at the Heisman Trophy odds, both favorites and long shots, who do you lean to? Are you going to be placing a bet or bets on SEC football stars to win the Heisman Trophy? If so, who do you like? Where do you lean? Are there any long shots you find value in? Who from the SEC is most likely to hoist the hardware in New York City and win the 2024 Heisman Trophy?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.